Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. And today we're conducting an opinion survey, and would like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your community and the nation. So does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Alright. Do you happen to be 18 years or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
All right, thank you. So I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote?
All the above.
All right, so will that be definitely vote then?
Definitely vote.
All right, thank you. So regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Well, I've become an independent.
An independent? All right. Thank you. So,
I've always been a Democrat. But they're all idiots.
All right. So, would you mind sharing your age?
55.
All right. Thank you. So, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
White. All right. Thank you. So, could you please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not motivated at all to vote this year, and a 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote?
Be extremely motivated to vote.
Extremely motivated to vote. All right, thank you. So, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Oh, dear, that's a tough one. I'm going to go with dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied? All right. Thank you. So, generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Approve? Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly approve? All right. So, do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs?
Approve.
Approve? All right. Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat approve? All right. Thank you. So, and I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns that some people say they want the President and Congress to be focused on. And for each, I would like if you could rate it on a scale of 0 to 10, based on how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on it. You can use a 10 if you think this is, like, the most important issue, a 5 if you think it's a somewhat important issue, and a 0 if you don't think it's an important issue at all. And you may use any number from 0 to 10. So the first one is banning TikTok.
5.
5? All right. Criminal justice reform that fights racial profiling by police and holds bad cops accountable.
Is that strongly agree, whatever that one is.
All right. So that'd be a 10, but you think it's like a really important issue?
Yes.
All right. So protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
Say again.
Protecting abortion and reproductive rights?
Every woman has a right to choose, so whatever that answer is, strongly
okay.
Agree. Strong. Yeah.
All right, so would you say a 10 then, because you think it's like a really important issue that should be focused?
Very, yeah, 10.
All right, so protecting Social Security and Medicare?
10.
10, all right. Protecting our personal data online from big corporations.
10.
10, all right. Making college more affordable.
10.
10 as well, all right. Creating more affordable housing.
10.
10. Reducing crime and violence.
Like 20? Do you have an answer? Is there a 20 for that?
I mean, I can totally just put it in the footnotes, like, if she could.
Yeah,
put
please
one.
Do.
All right. And then the last one for this category is working to end the war in Gaza.
10.
10. All right. Thank you. So do you believe the President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you?
No.
No? All right. So you said, as you answered for the previous question, that they're not really focused on the issues that are like kind of more important to you. So does this make you less likely to vote, or are you still motivated to vote in the upcoming elections?
Still motivated.
Still motivated, all right. So now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. A 0 basically means that you, like, kind of hate them. Like, emotionally don't hate them. You just don't like them. Like, you have a very unfavorable opinion towards them. A 100 means that you have a very favorable opinion towards them. And a 50 is kind of, like, just neutral. So the first person is Joe Biden. Or you can use any number from 0 to 100.
Between favorable and less favorable?
Yeah, you can choose any number between 0 to 100.
Yeah,
I'm going to
go
basically
with 90 for him.
90, all right. Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, well, that was, like, 80.
80, all right. Democrats in Congress.
Say again?
Democrats in Congress.
90.
90, all right. YouTube.
Say, I'm sorry, I'm having such a hard time hearing you.
Oh, YouTube?
YouTube?
Yes, YouTube. Like the app where you can watch videos?
Yeah, we'll give that a 90. That's fun.
90? All right. Charlemagne the God.
Not sure who that is, but okay.
All right, no worries. If you've never heard of them, I can also just put that down. So have you, like, never heard of them?
Of who?
Of him, of Charlemagne the God.
Nah, never heard
of him. All right, honestly, me neither. Only reason I kind of know about him is because of this survey. So,
yeah.
What about Republicans in Congress?
I'll go with 70.
70, all right. That would be a 70. What about TikTok?
Again, I don't know much about it.
Don't know much about it.
I'm not an app person at all.
All right. What about X, formerly known as Twitter?
Don't know.
Don't know, all right. What about Cory Booker?
He's an asshole.
All right, I'm assuming would that be like a zero eye rule? I mean, we totally can. I mean, I've heard people say a lot of, like, worse things sometimes when I'm on these calls. And actually, it makes it a lot more fun because it's, like, more trustworthy.
So we're going to put him, like, is there a negative number I could put or no?
I can totally just put, like, in small little parentheses, she would put negative numbers if she could. But I think the lowest right now is a zero.
Yeah, let's go with zero.
All right. So what about Cornel West?
Don't know him.
Don't know him? All right. And what about Donald Trump?
Oh, God. Don't get me started. If I could go negative, like, 100 or, like, 1 million, I would. The guy.
All right, I'll put that down. All right, so I'm assuming also 100? Sorry, no, a zero?
Oh, 100% zero. He's an idiot.
All right, zero, thank you. So I know it's a long
way off. You get amusing answers all day. Like, I just have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get, like, some people that are like, fuck you, like I'm not going to answer these questions? Or do you get, like, fun ones like me, like, this guy's an idiot? My honest opinion to you, if you want to type this down, is we are screwed. Either way.
I mean, I can totally type it down because there are a few questions that are, like, open verbatim. So I do have to, like, literally copy down everything you say. So if you do happen to, like, swear, which,
mm-hmm.
trust me, I would swear, but I'm not, like, allowed at all. So I just totally write it down. I'd be like, yeah, she said this, 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 because we have to write it verbatim. So if you,
it would
if
be
that
like, beep,
just happen
beep,
to flip,
beep,
yeah,
beep,
for sure. I just put redacted, redacted, redacted. Yeah, no, but for sure. I mean, if you do happen to say a bad word, I do have to write it down. And it's, like, totally fine because we are in America, so, like, free will, I guess. But then, like, it's just truly your opinion. So who am I to, like, stop you, you know?
Okay.
So, and also about... All right. I'll just write that down. And then for your past question, I don't really get that many people who, like, swear at me. And, I mean, I'm so glad I don't, because I feel like I would actually sob if they were, like, swearing at me, and I'd be like, I'm just doing my job.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I used to do what you did. I used to be a phone person, too, and it was, like, some days I'd be like, oh, my God, like, are you kidding me? This is just my job. Shut up.
It's like, yeah, no, right.
I give
like,
you credit for having patience, because I have none.
Oh, thank you. I mean, I do think that's, like, my lead characteristic. I'm a very patient person. At least I would hope I am. But
you are.
Oh, thank you. So for the next question, I think I'm going off track here a little bit, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, and independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote for?
I can't even answer that right now. I don't know.
So, all right, no
I
worries.
Don't know. At this one time, I honestly don't know.
All right, no worries. I mean,
I know it's
a
not
going to
be Donald Trump, so you play him down. I know it's not going to be him. I'd rather vote for my dog.
That's funny, actually. So I'm changing gears. We're almost done. We're about 75% of the survey, so I do want to thank you so much this far. So now we're going to talk a little about, like, social media and AI. So generally speaking, how much would you say you understand and know about artificial intelligence, or also known as AI? Would you say you know, like, a great deal, a fair amount, not much, or nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all? All right. So, generally speaking, do you think artificial intelligence is going to be more of a benefit to humanity and our society, or more of a threat?
A threat.
Much more of a threat, or somewhat more of a threat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat more, all right. So, which of the following comes closest to your own view? Would you say that tech companies should be less regulated than they currently are, they should be more regulated than they currently are, or do you think the current level of regulation of them is about right?
For companies?
Yeah, for, like, tech companies. Like, if you think, like, I think this question does talk a lot about, like, data privacy and stuff like that. Like, how much, data or data they get from
you. Yeah, they need to up their game.
So, do you think they should be, like, more regulated or less regulated?
More.
More? All right. So, thinking about the potential use and misuse of your personal data online, which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security? Do you think it could be X or Twitter, or I mean X formerly known as Twitter, YouTube, Google, TikTok, video games, Instagram, or Facebook, or also known as Meta?
All of the above?
As for this one, it unfortunately is just one answer. So which one do you think kind of is the, like, the most
Facebook.
That could, like, rob you? Facebook?
Because
right.
I don't use the other ones.
All right, understandable. So switching gears a little bit. Okay. So I'm switching gears a bit. How often do you use each of the following social media platforms? That is, if you use them at all. If you don't, that's totally fine. So the categories are if you use them multiple times a day, about once a day, multiple times a week, multiple times a month, about once a month, or less than once a month, or not at all. So the first one is X, or formerly known as Twitter.
None.
Not at all. All right. Facebook?
Every day.
Every day, all right. So would that be like maybe about once a day or multiple times a day?
Multiple.
Multiple, all right. TikTok?
Never.
YouTube?
Never.
And Instagram?
Never.
Never, all right, thank you. So then we're reading a few statements about different social media companies, and for each, if you could please tell me if you either strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with the statement. So for the first statement is, X, or formerly known as Twitter, plays a negative role in society.
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat? All right. TikTok keeps its users' data secure.
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree, all right. X, or also known as Twitter, keeps its users' data secure.
Strongly disagree.
Meta plays a negative role in society.
What does?
Meta, so also known as Facebook.
Oh, absolutely.
They play a negative role in society.
Absolutely.
Strongly agree. All right. Meta, or also known as Facebook, keeps its users' data secure.
Disagree.
Strongly
somewhat.
Or somewhat? Somewhat. All right. Thank you. TikTok plays a negative role on society.
Not sure because I don't use it. So let's just go with don't know.
Don't know. All right. Thank you. So have you recently seen, read, or heard about Congress passing a bill to ban TikTok and the president signing it into law?
No.
No? All right. So I'd like to ask you about the law Congress, about the law Congress recently passed and President Biden signed it into law, which will ban TikTok from the U.S. if its parent company doesn't divest from or sell TikTok within the next 9 months. So generally speaking, do you support or oppose this law?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat support?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, all right, thank you. So generally speaking, would you say you're more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to ban TikTok in the U.S.?
Somewhat.
More likely or somewhat more likely to vote against?
Somewhat more likely.
All right. So what do you think was because of Congress's primary motivation behind banning TikTok? Would you say it's because they want to protect the U.S. citizens' data security, because they're playing politics, because they think TikTok is a bad influence on children and teens, because they've been influenced by big tech lobbyists who work for TikTok competitors, because they want to stop the spread of propaganda and fake news on TikTok, because they're trying to silence certain voices they don't like or agree with, because they're concerned
about...
So, unfortunately, this one is just a one option kind of question, but there were two more that just are the last ones. So the second to last one is that they're concerned that China could use TikTok to spy on us. And the last one is that they're trying to help their rich special interest friends and donors.
Oh, jeepers. Yeah, I got nothing on that. Whatever anybody else says, put me on that one.
Oh, all right. Okay.
It literally is all the above.
I mean, I do think they should make either... like a category that says all of the above, or at least make it so you can have, like, multiple options, because, like, that is a very loaded question.
All right, so let's just pick one. You pick one for me. I don't care what it is, because they all suck. Let's go with number one.
Number one, they want to protect U.S. citizens' data security?
Yeah. No, absolutely not. No.
I mean, I can tell you which ones are the most common ones, if you would like.
Okay.
So the most common ones that people tend to choose are that they're concerned that China could use TikTok to spy on us. The other one they choose a lot is because they're trying to silence certain voices they don't like or agree with. The other one they choose a lot is that they want to stop the spread of propaganda and fake news. And the last two they think about is that they're playing politics and that they think TikTok is a bad influence on children and teens.
The China one.
The China one? All right. So, generally speaking, from which of the following sources do you get most of your news and information about what's going on in your community? And now this one is a multiple option one, so you can choose all the ones that you get your news from. So, the categories are music and entertainment sites, national evening network TV news, such as ABC, CBS, or NBC, news websites or apps, news aggregators, such as Apple News or Google News, YouTube, cable TV news, such as CNN, Fox News, or MSNBC, social media, such as Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram, local TV news, newspapers or magazines, talk or news radio, or none of the above?
All of the above?
All of the above? All right.
Yeah.
All right, just clicking through all of these. Okay, perfect. So we're almost done. We're 96% done with the survey. We only have like about 4 more questions left. So I do want to thank you so much for your time this far. So the last 2 questions I have are just for statistical purposes. So what is the last year of schooling they have completed?
I graduated high school and then I have a college degree.
All right. Is it a bachelor's or like an associate's?
It's a trade school.
All right. So what is your marital status?
Married.
Married, all right. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
No? All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. So I do want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And I hope you have a very
good night. You have a great night. You too.
Bye. All right. Goodbye.